First of all, you have to recognize that what you need to be free of is what you projected into that other person. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with that other person. Mm-hmm. And then withdraw the projection and reclaim it. And that may also feel painful, mm-hmm. But it will give you more information. And once you have recognized that this was either a lost part of your shadow or maybe of your light that you hadn't been able to own and internalize and became dependent on their gaze of approval or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of the circumstances and I won't ask you about it, but there are all kinds of enmeshments with different functions in one's psychological economy. So they vary greatly. But it is always a codependence based on that projection, then seeing you in a certain way and holding you within, containing a part of your identity within its structure so that you feel like you are not lost and without an anchor. Mm-hmm. So the difficulty in cutting is you're cutting your own anchor. And then you're literally out at sea, mm-hmm. and you have to be okay with being in the unknown, because you won't know who you are once you have cut that, because they gave you some of your identity. Mm-hmm. And then once you cut that, it's freedom from an identity that has its own karma and baggage attached to it. But that freedom is also, the total infinite unknownness of reality. And if you're comfortable with that, then you'll be in bliss, okay? But there's usually an agony first before you recognize the bliss.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yet you have to endure it. Mm. You have to tolerate it and understand why you needed to do the projection and why you now need to let it go. And then in relation to the other person, and they were never really involved in it, it was always your projection, mm-hmm. but because there is karma with that person that resulted from the projection, there has to be a making of amends, forgiveness, a complete letting go and acceptance. That has to be radical so that they are free as well of any projections you put into them.
Mm. Okay. Radical acceptance. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. That's going from Dobi to Bodhi.
Thanks, Shunya.